First of all, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Not bad for about 8:06 in the morning, but we got to crank it up a notch, right? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There we go. Now we're cooking. Now here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want everybody to please stand real quick. Come on your feet. There we go. We got to get some blood flowing, right? Now here's your assignment. Listen carefully. You're to go to the other table. Shake his next to you, not the one you're at, and shake as many hands as you can and say the following. I have now found evidence that you are here. All right? You got 60 seconds to shake as many people's hands as you can. Go! All right, well, everybody please go back to their table and be seated. How to be a success in life and in business. Wow, does that grab your attention? That's our topic this morning. How to be a success in life and business. As we look for direction on how to do that, and speaking of direction, Zig Ziglar says that lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24 hours a day. So if you're here today looking for some direction on how to be even more successful in your life and in your business, we've got the person to show us how to do that. I think you all know him by now. He started many businesses years back out of the trunk of his car. Built it up, now a best-selling author. You all know who he is. I don't think I need to say a lot about this guy, except he is Mr. Phenomenal. Let's welcome up to the stage Howard Partridge. Come on, Howard.
Thank you, sir.
Go get him, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning. I know.
Good morning.
How we doing? I love you guys. I love every single one of you. I don't even know you yet, and I love you. Some of you I haven't even met yet, but I already love you. You know why? Because I love everybody. Somebody told me a very sad story yesterday. He said that he went to a conference and there was a mastermind or something that he'd been involved in, one of the top students there, and he happened to go in the speaker bathroom or whatever, and the consultant was in there and said, "I hate clients." And he's one of his top clients. He didn't realize who it was. You know what? I'm just the opposite. I love my clients. I love you. Thank you so much for your support. And none of this happens without you. Okay, so give yourselves a big hand clap. I've already been giving gifts this morning. I mean, phenomenal gifts. People who are in this room have supported me for 20 years. In fact, one of our longtime members, Ken Morris, where's Ken? This guy right here brought this with him. This is how long he's been with us. Anybody recognize what this is? Okay. Now, if you're over 50, you probably know what this is, right? And the guys, by the way, anybody in here that's under 25? Okay. If you're under 25, I have a free gift for you on the break. Go see Michelle. She knows exactly what to give you. But this is like, you might be familiar with a CD, maybe, right? Maybe. Okay. I mean, how many of you know that we've gotten to a place now that some of our younger folks, if you're 16, you might not even know what a CD is, right? It's all digital, right? Well, this is kind of like a CD. It's a floppy disk. It's, you know, back in the Stone Age. Okay. Anyway, so thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So we got to recognize a couple more people as well. This wouldn't be possible without our sponsors and strategic partners. Let's give it up for the Zig Ziglar Corporation. Mr. Tom Ziglar is in the house somewhere. Where's Tom? There he is, right there in the back. Now, I'm going to tell you something interesting about him in the next session. So be on time and you'll learn a little bit more than you probably want to know about Tom Ziglar. But anyway, my life has been changed because of that company and because of that man right there. By the way, how many of you are Ziglar Legacy certified? Let me see your hands. Raise your hands. Yes. Okay, listen, give it up for these people. You know why? Because the philosophy of Zig Ziglar is more important today than ever before, and these are the people who are taking that message to the world. Thank you for doing that. Also, Infusionsoft will be here. How many of you are using Infusionsoft right now? Let me see your hands. Okay, they give us money every quarter, and they come and they help us, and that software has really changed me. So give it up for Infusionsoft for supporting us. And then our conference sponsor is Small Business Today magazine, Mr. Steve Levine, right here on the front row. Okay. Now, when you get that magazine, there's some phenomenal articles in there from a guy that, you know, you might recognize. Okay. Anyway, so thank you for that opportunity, Steve. Also, we've got a few more sponsors. This event, we have some table sponsors. And most of these folks are Inner Circle members, and so they've got tables out there, and these are products and programs that will help you in your business and in your life. So be sure to support them. We'll talk a little bit more about them individually later on. How many of you know Mr. Rick Jones? Yeah. So here's the thing. Rick Jones is my mentor. He's my coach. And I was looking at my bookshelves the other day, and the theme of this conference is success. And so what I do when I'm working on a project is I pull all the books that I have and bring all the programs together that fit that theme. And I pulled this book off the shelf, The Success Journey by John Maxwell. It's one of his early books, right? How many of you know that success is a journey? Doesn't happen overnight, right? We're going to have some bumps in the road. We're going to have some scenic routes, and it's a journey, right? And as I pulled this book off and I started looking through it, there's a note in the front. And it was a note from Rick Jones on my birthday. He gave me this book from 1997. This guy has been investing in my life for many, many years. So give it up for Mr. Rick Jones. Where's Rick? He's out in the hallway. Okay. Now, the reason that we do roundtables is because we're all about community here, and I want you to know who's at your table, okay? So we're going to do a quick exercise so that you can, you know, communicate and connect and relate to the folks that are at your table. And so I want you to pay very careful attention to the four statements that are on the screen right now. And I want you to pick one of them that best describes you, okay? So the first one is, I'm very decisive, all right? That's number one, all right? Number two, I'm the life of the party, okay? That's number two, all right? And the people that are laughing, that's them. They're twos, okay? All right, three is, I'm supportive of others, okay? And then number four is, I'm very careful and consider all options before moving forward. Okay, so number one, I'm very decisive. Number two, I'm the life of the party. Write down the number that best describes you Now, I know you might have, some of you might have a lot of this stuff, but that best describes you. You got to just pick one. Number three, I'm supportive of others. And number four, I'm very careful and consider all options. Everybody got a number? Yes? Yes or yes?
Yes.
All right. So throughout the conference, there's going to be time for you to participate, okay? So if I ask you a question, I need a response, all right? Okay. All right. So how many of you picked number one? I want you to stand up for me just a second. Okay. Number one. All right. Now, these guys and gals are what we call D's. Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. All right. They're outgoing. They're task-oriented. They're decisive. They get things done. They're doers, right? These guys make it happen. All right. Now, so here's the thing. It's all about communication, right? So how are you going to communicate with a D? Short and to the point, right? Okay. All right. So mark these guys down. Give them a big hand clap. You probably don't want to give them a hand clap because they think that they run everything, you know, and they kind of pretty much do. But all right. So where are my twos? Let me see my twos. Stand up. Okay. Yeah. Listen at them. Look at them. Yeah. You see that? Okay. So the eyes, they're outgoing, but they're people oriented. They're the life of the party. If you want to have a party tonight, hey, they already got one planned. I promise you. Okay. All right. So when you talk to an eye, if there's an eye at your table, how are you going to communicate? Yeah, you just woo-hoo. That's all you got to say. It doesn't have to mean anything. Just woo-hoo, right? And they got you. You're good, right? You're going to have fun. You're going to talk about, you're going to tell stories, right? You're going to listen to their stories. Okay. All right, so give them a big hand clap. That's how they thrive, by the way. The D's are like, we deserve it, don't we? You know, just... I mean, it's just the eyes, but that's what they thrive on that, right? So give them a lot of praise, right? All right, so where's our threes? Number three. All right. Now, here's the truth. The truth is that these people are the ones that actually make it happen. Okay, right? The D's come up with the ideas. The I's go make all the friends and do the marketing. But the S's are the ones who are people-oriented, but a little bit more reserved. They don't like the limelight. In fact, they don't even like to be standing up right now and being, okay? Some of them aren't even standing up. They got a three on there, but they're not standing up, okay? That's okay, all right? They're steady, stable. They serve, and you want these people on your team. So how do you communicate with an S?
Specific,
okay. Let's talk about... be very caring, right? And be very reassuring. And be, look at them, they're already sitting down. They don't want a hand clap. They just want to, you know, they want you to give them an opportunity to serve them, okay? All right, thank you very much. Give them a hand clap because they deserve it. And then, do we have any fours? Do we have any fours? Okay. All right. Now, these are your C's, okay? They are reserved, task-oriented, primarily. Doesn't mean that this totally describes you, okay? But they're competent. They're cautious. They're calculating. And listen, none of us can stay in business very long without these people because we would be broke. Okay, so give them a hand clap for taking care of the details. In fact, one of the people that stood up gave me a phenomenal gift this morning. He's in the landscaping business. His wife is a massage therapist and has a practice with in massage therapy. And he has a landscaping company. And he brought me this beautiful handmade bowl that must have taken hours and hours and hours to polish up. It's a wooden bowl. It's beautiful. And Adam, make sure that Michelle puts that on the product table back there so that you guys can see that. So here's the question. How many of you understand that All of business is about relationships. And the more that we can connect and communicate by understanding the different behavior styles, the more successful we're going to be, right? Whether that's in marketing, whether that's in sales, whether that's in service, whether that's in leadership, and understanding that. And DISC is, I love DISC. Those of you that haven't been through the program before, in fact, how many of you are Inner Circle members? I want you to stand up for just a second. Here's all of our Inner Circle members. These are the guys that support us and make it happen. Give them a big hand clap. This is our community. Thank you very much for your support. And if you're not a member yet, I'm going to do a special half day this afternoon where we're going to go through all of our foundational teachings. And this will be in a breakout session this afternoon. And we're going to actually do a quick DISC. And the interesting thing is going to be to see if your actual DISC profile matches up with what you said a while ago. So this will be a test. This will be good. All right, so here's the next question. The next question is, are you ready for your most phenomenal year ever?
Yes.
Yes or yes? Okay, so here's the thing. I believe, and I've proven, that you can have a better year every single year that you're in business. And that's my goal. Every year is I just want to beat last year. I don't compare myself to anyone else, and if you ever do that, that's the fastest way to get depressed about yourself. And what you do is you compare yourself to your own performance, and it's all about just improving your performance. So I look at our numbers, I look at our sales, I look at our profits, and I say, okay, how can we just perform better? And yesterday we did a whole day of 777, and that's what the whole day is about. How do we just get better and keep improving on what we've already done? Same is true for life. See, you got to wake up every day and say, look, I'm going to be a better person today than I was yesterday. All right? I'm going to be a better person today. I'm going to be a better person this year. And here's the thing. We're only in February. We got plenty of time. Okay? Yeah, a month goes by, but we got 11 months to work on this. I think we can do this. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's have our most phenomenal year ever. Now, most of you know my story, and I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but just for those of you that are new, I grew up on welfare. 7 kids crammed a little 600-square-foot shack, and the roof on that house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department. I arrived in Houston, Texas with literally 25 cents in my pocket. And I can tell you this, that Denise and I have been phenomenally successful in every area of life, thank goodness. And it's all by the grace of God. Okay, but how many of you know that God is going to lay it out there for you, but you got to step up to the plate, right? You got to do your part, right? You got to do your part. And, you know, I've owned lots of businesses, as Rick said, and I get to travel all over the world and help small business owners be more successful. So we've literally been successful in every area of life. And what I want to do this morning is simply share with you 4 steps to a proven system. Watch these words, proven system. For phenomenal success. See, there's a difference between success and phenomenal success, right? There's a difference between success and phenomenal success. I'm talking about off the charts. See, I'm not satisfied with just being successful, all right? I'm not satisfied with just being successful. I want to be phenomenally successful. I want to make a phenomenal impact. And let me just give you my definition of success. All right, because we all have a definition of success. I'm going to show you in just a minute probably what most people consider success. But my personal definition of success is to make a difference in the lives of others. Success is making a difference in the lives of others. See, I believe that I'm here for a short time. I'm here for one life. And I want to do as much damage as possible while I'm here. Okay? I want to do as much damage for the good as I can while I'm here. Because I feel like as a human being, if you're created, then you've got a responsibility to make a difference, make a mark. Okay? in business and in life, not just business. Because how many of you know that the phenomenally successful person builds a phenomenally successful business, right? There's a lot of people who have a lot of success in business, but their personal life is all messed up. And guess what eventually happens to the business? Crazy things happen, all right? And then on the other side of it, there's phenomenally just good people, but they just haven't learned some of the ways of showing up that affect their business, right? Make sense? Okay. So this is a proven system. I'm going to share with you four steps that I really believe in, but those are not all the steps. We're going to get into, you know, how to build the business, and we're going to get through a lot of good content. And then on Saturday morning, Darren Hardy is going to come, a guy who spends time with the most successful entrepreneurs on planet Earth. And I've studied him thoroughly over the years, and especially in the last 3 months preparing for this conference. And I'm telling you, the man has a proven system for success. How many of you ready? How many of you ready for phenomenal success? Okay. So number one is this. This is the most important thing that I can tell you today. The most important thing that I can tell you today is that you can. You can. You can because you are. All right? For those of you that are new, we have some balloons on the table. Okay? And what I want you to do is get out a balloon and blow up the balloon. All right? You see that some of our people, they already know what to do, and they're already popping balloons. And people who are newer, like, what in the world's going on, man? All right. Now, when you blow up your balloon, you don't want it too big or too small. Bruce, slow down. Okay, back it off. He's an eye. Come on, stand up here. I know you like to be in front of the crowd, so come on up here and stand up here. Come on. Don't tie that off. Don't tie that. Come here. Okay. This guy is one of my best friends in the entire world. In fact, I'm going to Atlanta and to attend his 50th birthday party. Say, happy birthday, Bruce. I mean, when you get 50, which will be on Monday.
20 years from now.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Okay, so you can see that Bruce, he knows who he is, okay, because his balloon's big. See, the size of your balloon is a message about what you think of yourself, of your self-image, okay? All right, so, but here's the problem. The problem is that if you pop this balloon at your table, you're going to blow everybody off the table, okay? So back it off just a little bit. There you go. Okay, perfect. Just like that. And if it's too small, what's going to happen when you pop it is your pen is going to bounce off and you're going to poke yourself in the eye. Don't do that, okay? All right. Thank you, Bruce. Give Bruce a big hand clap. He's an eye. He likes that. So there's three reasons for the balloon. Number one, it decorates the room real nice. Number two, when you have an aha moment, just like we had a while ago, this gives us the feedback. It lets us know how we're doing. You just pop a balloon. Don't worry. We got plenty of balloons. Now, very important. If there's anybody in here that gets like weirded out with loud pops or loud sound, because people are like that. Okay. If you're like that, I want you to let your table know so that they'll know to be kind to you, okay? Is there anybody in the room that like freaks them out? Okay, if there is, I want you to take your balloon, don't even blow it up, and just go like this to your table, okay? Just, okay. Now, if there's a non-balloon popper at your table, okay, what you want to do, and you just can't stand it anymore, but you got a non-balloon popper at your table, then what you're going to do is you're going to take your balloon and just get out of your seat and come over here and just pop it, okay? Over here, next to Bruce or somebody, right? Okay, so that you don't disturb them or scare them to death, okay? The first time we did this scared me to death. Still does sometimes. All right. But the third reason is the most important. What does that balloon say? Do you believe it? Okay, so here's the deal. The deal is that there are seven core areas of life. And my mentor, Bill Beckham, the wisest man that I know, when he spoke at our conference, he said this. He said, Howard's products are phenomenal. My company name is Phenomenal Products. He said, but I'm here to tell you that you are the phenomenal product. You're a special creation. And so when you look at the seven areas of life, physical, family relationships, mental, financial, spiritual, career, personal, which one of those areas are you created to be unsuccessful in? Pretty good question, isn't it? But we don't usually look at it that way. We just wake up thinking about our problems, right? But I'm here to tell you that you are a phenomenal product. You're a phenomenal product. In fact, Zig said this. How many of you want, you have some goals, right? So we're here talking about being successful in business and in life. You want to have something different, right? So you know you got to do some things different. You got to, you know, you got to show up at your business different. You got to learn some skills. You got to show up in your life a little bit different, right? But Zig said this, before you can have something different, you've got to do something different. I think we get that part. But in order to consistently do something different, we have to be something different, right? And the only way that we can become something different is to understand who we already are. This was so big for me. Zig said, you're born to win. You're designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. How many of you woke up and this morning you stood in the mirror and you said that to yourself? You should have. I did. Because guess what? It's true no matter how you feel. It's true no matter how many times you fail. What'd Zig say about failure? It's an event, not a person. Yesterday really did end last night. Today's a brand new day. Just because you weren't successful yesterday doesn't mean that you can't be successful today. It's a brand new day. Thank you very much. Because the fact is that God don't make no junk. So what is a phenomenal person? What does phenomenal mean? When you look up phenomenal in the dictionary, it's a relatively new word, really. But it means remarkable. You're a remarkable creation. You're extraordinary. You have control over your thoughts and emotions. See, this is one of the problems that we have, and this is the reason I wrote my last book, Think and Be Phenomenal, because the thing is that sometimes we let our thoughts and our emotions carry us rather than the truth. A phenomenal person has control over their thoughts and their emotions. We're going to have emotions. We're going to have millions and billions of thoughts, but what do we do with them? How do we show up with them? How do we change that? How do we kill that negative self-talk? Phenomenal people are focused and they're inspired, and I'll get to that in just a minute. They're diligent. They're disciplined. And Zig said this in his book, Born to Win, that successful people know what they want. Which brings me to the second step of being phenomenally successful in business and in life. You got to have a vision. You got to have a dream. Some of you know the story about my dream property. You know, I love Destin, Florida, and I've been going there since I was a kid. And I found the perfect property. 3 miles of unspoiled beach right next to 14 home sites. And this was like 1997, and the lot was $300,000 just for the lot. Well, I didn't feel like I could afford that. I was just starting Phenomenal Products, and I mean, you know, I had a lot of challenges back then. I just can't do that. But I never forgot about that dream, and I thought about it every single day. And in my journal, I'd be working on that dream. That property, that lot, we're talking about a pile of sand here, went up to $1.4 million. But guess what? I was still journaling on how I could make that happen. Did I question myself? Yeah, is that too much to spend on a pile of sand? But I somehow felt like I was supposed to have that, because when I go to this place, That's where I dream. That's where I get visions. That's where all the inspiration comes. It's my favorite beach in the whole world, and I've traveled all over the world. I'd just rather be right there. So one of the things that happened with the economy was that the prices started to decline, and my business had grown. Now it's affordable, right? So the price went way, way down. I was able to finally be in a position. And by the way, I called this realtor, the guy that had it listed, every year and made him all kinds of ridiculous offers. Like, you know, no money down, no interest, you know, owner financing. You know, I mean, the guy is like, this guy is bona fide crazy, okay? I mean, the last person on earth he wanted to hear from was me. So finally, you know, okay, we're serious this time. I'm going to actually pay. And he said, hey, good news. It went down another $100,000, right? So it went down like 633, then it went down to 533. Get a contract for $490,000. Still a lot of money, but a dream is a dream, right? I just got to figure out how to make it happen, right? So talk to my bankers in Houston now. We don't do Destin Property. I mean, you know, they're going through the recession right now. Go to Destin Bank. Yeah, no problem. And only problem is that we're going through a merger right now, and all of our loan officers are in Atlanta, but I looked at your stuff, no problem at all. Well, while I'm waiting for the banker, and the banker's dragging their feet, the realtor calls me up and says, hey, I got bad news. A cash buyer has come in and bought your is going to buy your property. He's going to close in the next 7 days. Yeah. By the way, there's one lot left. It's the only one. To add insult to injury, the next day after he told me that, the banker finally sends me an email and says, hey, I'm so sorry. We got everything done. Here's your letter of credit, whatever. I forward it to the realtor, and he said, I'm sorry, it's too late. I was pretty bummed out. But then something interesting happened. And this is the point. I started thinking about how blessed my life is. I started thinking about how grateful I am for everything that I have. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I wasn't supposed to have it. And that's a good place to be. You want to be in a place that no matter what happens in your life, you're grateful for what you have. Do you know that? Thank you. Do you know that? That 880 million people on the planet don't even have access to clean drinking water? Zig said the attitude of gratitude is by far the most, out of all the attitudes that one can acquire, that the attitude of gratitude is by far the most important and most life-changing. Why is that? Why is that? Because when we're grateful, we're not thinking about all the stuff that we don't have. And that's a really good place to be. But, that does not mean that you don't still pursue your dream. Because I woke up the next morning and I said, wait a minute. This is not right. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm good if I never get this property. But this guy is some kind of developer. He's just going to flip that property, make a bunch of money. You know, he probably doesn't have the same kind of dream that I, right? And I said, real estate deals go south all the time, so I'm not giving up on this dream. So I send the realtor, who really loves me by now, an email. And I said, look, real estate deals go south all the time, okay? I want you to have my contract in play because it's the last property there. Just in case. He said, no, this guy's cash deal, no big deal. He's gonna close in 7 days. Every day, I either called him, emailed him, or texted him and said something of the nature. I changed up the copy a little bit each time. When this deal goes south or when it doesn't work out. So I said, okay, that's fine. I'll have your... This guy, he knows I'm crazy now, right? 7 days, come and go. So what's the verdict? Texting him. He's got this challenge, that challenge with the homeowners association, blah, 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 and he's asked for 3 more days. I'm telling you what he put in that text message ain't going to happen. The association ain't going to change a flood boundary. That just ain't going to happen. I'm like, I'm going to get my property. It's only 3 more days, right? Okay, when it doesn't work out, I'm ready. I got my, got everything ready. 3 days go by. Your boy dropped out, right? I was a little more, you know, respectful than that, but it was something like that. He said, yeah, we're working on putting you in first and him in second. I said, that's my man right there, right? 2 hours later, I had the contract. We closed on it. This was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and we couldn't be more grateful, okay? But listen, it's not, Zig Ziglar said, it's not about what you get when you reach your goals. It's not about the property. It's what you become. It's what you become in the process. See, I learned to never give up. Never give up on a dream because of the time it will take you to accomplish it, because guess what? The time's going to go by anyway. How would I have felt if I'm walking down that beach one day and I run into some dude and he says, yeah, I bought that last lot over there. And I found out that the guy had fallen through and I didn't follow up and somebody else got my dream. Now, this is just an example that we can get our arms around. It's not about the property. It's about the areas of your life, whether it's spiritual, whether it's family, whether it's you know, significance, whether it's impact. Okay? I have another dream, and that dream is to see people in every one of your communities, local communities, experiencing what you're experiencing right now. It's called global, okay? I have a dream that in every local community around the world that small business owners can go and learn these systems that have changed the businesses, changed the lives of so many people in this room. So that's what I really think about, but I can think about it better when I'm on that beach, okay? Because the thing is that your dreams fuel your life. The reason that dreams are so important is because that's what gives you the fuel. In fact, Zig said this, that the number one ingredient for success is desire. Where does that desire come from? It comes from a vision, he said. Either something that happens to you or something that you create through intentional thinking or a vision that you get. But you got to have a vision. You got to have a dream. John Maxwell said that a dream is an inspiring picture. What kind of picture? An inspiring picture. If it doesn't get you going, if it doesn't get you juiced up, it ain't good enough. An inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and emotion, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. See, we don't take massive action because we don't have enough fuel in there. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
I mean, I don't care if I'm sleepy, man. I'm going to be confessing who I am. I'm going to be thinking about my dream. And I'm going to go out there and do so much that I'm going to fail all over the place. I had a speaker one time. He said, double your rate of failure and you'll get there faster. Because if you're not failing a lot, you're not doing a lot. Right? Tom Ziegler said that dreams are the edges of the puzzle of your life. When you put a puzzle together, what do you start with? And then the dream starts coming together, but you got to start. Zig said you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. How many of you want to be great? You want to be phenomenal? Yes, because it's not about success, it's about making a difference. Success is making a difference in the lives of others, and happiness is watching them grow because of it. When I look around this room, I see people like Jeremy and Stephanie right here that grew their business by, what, 400%? I mean, that just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's Shana? grew her business by 600%, bought her dream house, her dream office, and just everything changed in just 2 years, right? 2 years, right? Where's Evan? This guy increased his business in the inner circle 1 year, right? 1 year, $500,000, and increased his profit by $158,000. That makes me happy, happy, happy.
Makes me happy too.
Makes him happy too. Thank you. See, that's what makes me happy, because we know that but here's the best part. Life gets better. You improve your business, your life gets better. Zig said that how you see your future is more important than what happened in your past. We all have a past. I grew up on welfare, became a pothead, didn't have any money, but I decided that not only that I can change, I will change. Came to know the Lord in 1987, radically changed my life. Did you know that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control, for those of you that are believers?
Amen.
Yeah. Huh, interesting, huh? Okay, so here's what you got to do. You got to put new things into your mind. See, Zig said you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone in your mind. You can change. You can change. Take the two words I can't out of your vocabulary. I can. I just got to learn how. I can change. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into here. And I call it intentional dreaming. At our Destined Dream Retreat, we spent a lot of time on this, and let me show you a few tools. First, you got to have a vision board. So I have two vision boards. I have one is my beach property. Two is I've got a drawing that I did in Michael Gerber's dreaming room with pods all over the world. And then in my Ziegler planner, which is a piece that you got to have, a phenomenal tool that Evan used this whole year. And like Evan, I started putting pictures in my planner because, see, pictures inspire you. And for Christmas, I got a YOLO board. How many of you know what a YOLO board is? It's a stand-up paddle board, okay? And man and destined, sometimes this is destined right there. And so many times it's just like a lake out there. And you just stand up and paddle and get good exercise, and then here come the dolphin, you know. It's just so wonderful, so peaceful. And so that's one of the pictures that I have in there. But the other thing that you need is you need a dream list. So in the Ziegler Planner, the very first page says list everything that you want to be, everything that you want to do, and everything that you want to have. Then you break it into goals, which Tom Ziegler is going to help you guys who are Inner Circle members with that a little bit later on. How many of you saw the movie The Bucket List? Right? So you just, that's what it is. It's a bucket list. You know, it's a dream list. You write down all the things that you want to do before you kick the bucket, so to speak. Okay? By the way, live your life so that if you kick the bucket today, see, I'm not afraid to die because I've already done more and experienced more and loved more and got loved more than, and I'm not even going to say that any human being deserves, because we all deserve that, because we're children of God, but that I could have ever expected. I could kick the bucket today. Don't feel sorry for me, okay? Because I'm going to be in an amazing place. Just, hey, y'all have a party, okay? I mean, we'll create the system. We'll create the procedures, okay? We'll get everybody. Have a party, okay? If I don't show up tomorrow morning, have a party. Because I'm happy, okay? Live your life like that. How many of you have heard of an affirmation? Affirmation? Affirmations are good, okay? But I call it something different. I call it a confession. Because if you want to kill stinking thinking and you want to kill the negative mindset, you have to confess the truth. The truth will set you free. And what the truth is, in fact, why don't we say this together if you believe it? You ready? Okay. I am born to win, but to be the winner I was born to be, I must plan to win and prepare to win before I can expect to win. But when I plan to win and prepare to win, I can expect to win. I'm designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. I am a phenomenal product, created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life. After all,
God don't make no junk.
Do you believe it today? Because here's the thing. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Because the road to success is littered with failure. The road to success is littered with failure. Number three, you need phenomenal relationships. All of business and all of life is about relationships. This is my beautiful wife, my phenomenal wife, Denise. We've been married for 30 years this year. And that hand clap is for her because she's put up with a guy like me for 3 decades. Okay? And if you haven't met Denise yet, she'll be here at noon today, and she'll be here for the rest of the day today. And those of you that do know her, if you want to go hug her neck. But here's the thing about Denise. When you meet her, you ain't going to care anything about me. Right? People who know her. Yeah. So like young lady who's been cutting my hair, I've been there, I guess, maybe 6 times, and so the first 5 times I went there, at some point I just said, you know what, I've been very successful and I just want to pour out to anybody that I meet, because every human being that you meet is God's creation, right? And so, you know, how can I help that person? So I start asking questions about her life, and she starts sharing different things with me. I start just kind of, you know, sharing some things that I've learned and whatever. And the 6th time that I went there, I sit down and she comes out and she looks at me and she says, "You intercepted my life." I said, you know, and I don't go, I get maybe once a month or whatever. I said, "What do you mean?" And she pulled out the book she's reading. I'm doing this with my finances. I'm setting goals. I'm like, that's phenomenal, right? Well, Denise happened to be with me this time because we're about to go out on a date. And Denise is sitting over there on the sofa. I said, "You got to meet my wife." And so I've invited Denise over there. After 5 minutes of knowing Denise, she didn't care anything about me anymore. Getting her cell phone number. You know, she's phenomenal, right? She's like, I mean, not to say anything, but she's like more phenomenal than you. I said, "Yeah, I know." I said, "In fact, how do you think I got to where I am?" Denise said, "Hey, look, if you'll listen to me just half the time, Howard, you'll be all right." Okay? And the thing I love about Denise more than anything else is that she loves people unconditionally. Zig said this, that a poor self-image is what keeps us from success. And the greatest single cause of a poor self-image is the absence of unconditional love. And can I tell you something? We can't rely on anybody to love us that way. If they do, it's a bonus. God does. And if you just accept that, everything else is a bonus. Okay? All of business is about relationships. Relationships are built on caring and communication. And the ultimate form of communication is something that I call community. And that's what we have here in this room. Those of you who haven't been here before, haven't been here in a long time, that's what you're going to feel here. That's what we're all about. Our mission here at this conference is to provide the most phenomenal community experience ever. Because here's what I found. The number one reason that small businesses don't grow is what? FTI, right? The ultimate form of implementation is having a sense of community, having a group of people around you that care about you, that support you, that encourage you, and that hold you accountable, and maybe are just willing to say, hey, dude, you know what? You probably need to change that. Every human being on the planet has a longing for belonging, and the way that we live today interrupts that. We're more connected digitally than ever before. I love Facebook. Look at all these beautiful pictures. And we're going to talk about digital marketing a little bit later. But can I tell you something? That a virtual community is an oxymoron. It helps. I love it. And I interact. But when you have people, a sense of community in your life. So I'm going to teach on that on Saturday morning a little bit deeper on that, and I'm developing that message more and more. Kyle Wilson, who built Jim Rohn International, is going to be one of our speakers tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning. And this guy's a phenomenal marketer, phenomenal guy, really good friends with Darren Hardy also. And he posted this, speaking of Facebook, the other day. This is out of my book, Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life. By the way, in case I probably won't forget to mention this later on, but the publisher of my first two books, Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life and The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, is in the room right here. There's Nathan and David back here with Sound Wisdom. Wave, guys. Give them a big hand clap if you love the book. And then my fourth book is coming up in August, I think you guys said it would be out, called The 14 Fastest Ways to the Cash in Any Business, which we're going to talk about in the next session. But here's what I said in Seven Secrets of Phenomenal Life. Spend time with people who have your best interest at heart, people who will encourage you, inspire you, and love you enough to challenge you. You need a dream team. See, I got a dream team. I got a dream team, people who love me, care about me, and I love them, and I care about them. If you have a dream but no team, you have to either give up the dream or build up the team. But I think you learned about that story a while ago, that this one ain't giving up on the dream, so I would rather build a team. And yeah, when you're learning how to do it, it's hard. You're going to go through a lot of frustrations and learning how to be a leader and learning how to build a team, but I'm here to tell you that it is worth it. In fact, speaking of community, mentoring is the key to community. You need to have a mentor, and you need to be a mentor. This is my mentor right here. Y'all know that Rick is actually my dad, right? Did y'all know that? He didn't want to. No, just kidding. But he's like my father. Santi's like my son. And I mentor Santi. You got to surround yourself with the people that are on the same mission as you. As a matter of fact, how many of you have been here before? You've been to our conferences before. Does the team do a phenomenal job? All right. So let's give it up for Michelle, Victoria, Johan De Leon, okay, and we've got some new team members that I want you to meet. Are they out of the room working and doing stuff? Okay, so Angela, stand up. This is our new inside sales person, Angela. She's phenomenal. And Aliki Thanos, where's Aliki? Aliki's outside. Those of you that were here last time, I was in heavy recruiting mode, right, to get Aliki on our team. I've known her and her family for over 25, 27 years, And she's serving as director of marketing at our service company. And then Adam is our newest team member, and he's... He's developing our local Sugarland local. So, Gail, you and Adam need to compare some notes because he's helping us with that. And then all of you guys, all of our ZLCs, our local, all of you guys. Just I'm surrounded with people who are the dreamers, the doers, the believers, the thinkers. But here's the most important part of mentoring. Surround yourself with people who see the greatness in you when you don't see it in yourself. Rick Jones encourages me. Howard, keep doing this. You're doing good. It's just, you know. And those are the kind of people that you need in your life. Okay? We got a bunch of volunteers, too. If you're volunteering, Mr. John Osterman back here, the guy just comes and serves. Where's my BTP guys back here? Mr. Luis Hernandez, Dave Kaufman, Daryl Thomas. Okay. So, by the way, Philip Hatfield from Ziegler's back here. Philip Wave. I almost called him Zig because guess who taught Zig Sunday school class when Zig wasn't there? Philip did. Bet you didn't know that. Isn't that cool? All right. Did I miss anybody? That's the scary part of doing that without a list, okay? Michelle C. Where's Michelle C? Okay, so you're hiding back there, which I don't understand because when you get to talk to Michelle C, she just bubbles up all over the place and she helps Michelle make it happen. Give it up for Michelle C. And by the way, this is a leaky, just a leaky wave. This is a leaky, okay. They're here to serve, okay. We're here to serve you and to help you to have the most phenomenal community experience ever. Because see, here's the thing. You don't build a business. You build people. That's leadership. You build people and then they build the business. Your team, your employees can be your biggest challenge, and that's where some of you are right now. Or they can be your greatest asset. And that all depends on how you develop yourself as a leader. That all depends on how you see yourself. That all depends on how you relate to other people. Before Zig Ziglar took this stage back in 2008, we had Zig here as our keynote speaker. And this is when I first started meeting the Ziglars and everything. We had a little private dinner the night before. And there was about 14 people at the table. And he looked around at all of us, and he said, let me tell you something. He said, never forget that it was other people that got you to where you are. In fact, Zig was known to say this, too. If you ever see a turtle on the top of a fence post, you can be assured that he didn't get there by himself. Okay? He also said, and this was his favorite quote, till the end or the beginning, which is it? Said, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So in your marketing, in your sales, in your leadership, in everything that you do personally, focus on helping other people. And I promise you, you'll become a different person. You'll become a different person. The fourth thing that you need is systems. We have a dream. We know who we are. We're in the driver's seat. We build a team. We got to have a vehicle to get there, right? We got to have a system. The last chapter of Born to Win, Tom used my quote that says this: your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. In fact, in that last chapter, there's a beautiful graphic in there. And Tom and I taught this Born to Win for Business workshop all over the world for over 3 years. We need to bring that back again. I know Tom's out working right now, but we need to bring that back again because it's so powerful. You know, he called me up and he said, Howard, don't you have a quote that I've heard you say this quote that connects the personal with the business? And I sent it up there to him. He said, oh, yeah, that's good. And then he said, he emailed me one morning. He said, look, I had a vision last night, and I'm going to send you something by email, but you have to promise me that you won't look at it until we get on the phone. And so I didn't, and it was a 14-page hand drawing of this bike. And here's the philosophy. Here's success in Zig's eyes. Everybody wants to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to be at least reasonably prosperous, right? They want to be secure. They want to have friends. They want to have peace. They want to have good family relationships, and they want to have hope for the future, right? Does that fit everybody in the room here? Okay, we can have that. And your business can help you do that. And this is the connection with the business and the personal life. And those of you that are just joining us later on, I'll teach you the five secrets, the five systems of a phenomenal business that are on the front wheel. But he said, you know what? You got to have character. You got to have character. Zig said you got to have character and integrity if you're going to have all this. Okay? You got to be before you can do, and you got to do before you can have, right? If you want to have these eight things in life, you've got to be the person. So Tom puts it like this in a way that only Tom Ziegler can put it. So character is the seat on the bike. So have you ever ridden a bike without a seat on it? And you hit a bump? Okay. He said, and he asked his dad, he said, other than character and integrity, what's the next most important thing? He said, son, that would be PC. Does that mean pedal like crazy? He said, no. Persistent consistency. Remember what I was talking about earlier? You've got to, persistence is using that daily system. There's a daily success system that we talked about in 777 yesterday. Every single day you work the system. That's consistency. And then persistence is taking it to the next level. How do I improve it today? How do I do better than I did yesterday? Keep taking it to the next level. It's not what you get when you reach your goal. It's what you become. You're born to win, but in order to be the winner you were born to be, you've got to plan to win and you've got to prepare to win, right? So you've got to create a plan and then you've got to practice. Michael Gerber said this about vision. He said in his book, Awaken the Entrepreneur Within, a vision is comprised of your primary aim, that's your life goal, and your strategic objective. The first is the vision for your life. The second is the vision for your business. Together, these two visions become the driving force for the growth of your company. Do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a vision for your business? See, life, my acronym for life, is living in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in being in debt. There's no freedom, I can tell you from personal experience, of not being good at developing relationships, not being a good husband, not being a good father, not being a good leader of my company. No freedom in it. And then you got to have goals, and Tom is going to work with some of you guys on goals this afternoon. You're going to go through the Ziegler Legacy goal setting process. You need to do that on a regular basis. So the goal system goes like this. You got to have a system for goals. So G is for goals. You got to have goals. Without clearly defined goals, you'll never know where you're going and when and if you ever get there. You got to have your goals written. There are, in my book, Think and Be Phenomenal, there are 9 reasons that people don't reach their goals. Number 2, you've got to be organized. And one of the greatest things that I ever did for myself was I started having what I call a daily time capsule every single day. Take an hour a day to think about your life, think about your business, and work on your projects. Just time just for you to think and to plan, okay? And, of course, I use the Ziegler Planner, all right? Those of you who are in inner circle under GPS, which stands for goals, plans, and systems, get you from where you are to where you want to go. And also in this book, Think and Be Phenomenal, I have my organizational system. I don't have time to go into that right now, but it's in the book, and you can learn how that works. But you got all this stuff coming to you today. See, we live different than we ever have before because we've got all this information coming at us. We've got to have a way to organize it and then to take action from there. See, vision without action is just a daydream. You can get all the vision you want at this conference. Nothing more than a daydream. It makes you feel good. I love to sit on the beach and come up with ideas. But guess what? It's not going to help me unless I take action. But here's the worst part of all. Action without vision is a nightmare. How many of you are busy doing stuff? We got plenty of stuff to do. Where are we going? If we don't have a vision that's connected with the activity, we're going to end up somewhere that somebody else wants us to be, which might not be the place that you want to be. So vision plus action, the right vision plus the right action equals phenomenal success. And then you got to learn. Give yourselves a big hand clap for being here today. Because I'm telling you, other than the grace of Almighty God, by the way, our social media ninja marketing manager is in the room. You weren't in the room when we recognized you a while ago. This is Victoria. Talk about a gift to me. The best thing that I ever did is started reading these books. So Rick Jones feeding me these books. I just go and learn from everybody that I can. In fact, the greatest life lesson to me is get around people who have already done what it is that you want to do. I don't care what it costs. If it costs me $30,000, that's fine, because I'm going to make that up. If it costs me $5,000, that's fine. If it costs me $20,000, it doesn't matter, because I know how to build a business. I know how to make money. I know how to make that happen. All I need to know is that I at least get my money back, and then I became a different person by doing that. Okay? So give yourselves a big pat on the back for being here. Okay? You're doing the right thing. So you got to learn. So here's how it works is I take action, all right, and then the key thing is to go back and take a look at what you did. Did it work? Did it get you closer to your goal? We have to learn from what we've done. How many of you remember the definition of insanity? If you do the same thing the same way over and over and expect a different result, right? And then the other side of it, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always. And Billy Cox, who's the social media guy for Ziegler, said that that's not true anymore. Because today we're living in a very rapidly changing world. He said if you do what you've always done, you'll get less than you've always gotten. Now there's a scary thought, right? Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, we met him at Ziegler, and he said that since the world is changing so much, Tom was interviewing him. He said, you know, the world's changing a lot. How do you guys innovate at Chick-fil-A? And he said, the rate of internal change has to be faster than the rate of external change. We have to be ahead of the curve. By the way, something that the executives at Chick-fil-A told me here a couple months ago, I was down there at their headquarters, said this. Get this. You ready for this? They said our big initiative in 2015 is to build community in our businesses. I mean, I went right up to him. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, we don't even know yet. We got to define it. We got to unpack it. I said, I can probably help you with that, you know. And so we'll see. And then, of course, you've got to have systems. And we'll talk more about that, of course. And then finally, the exclamation point And the goal system is for inspiration. In the inner circle, we call it inspiration to implementation. See, because if we're not excited, how many of you have seen that the people who are excited, the people who have vision, the people who can see the future are the ones that are implementing, taking action, growing their business, right? The ones who don't have the inspiration, the ones who, well, just, you know, you're waiting for something to happen to, it ain't going to happen, okay? So what you have to do is intentionally inspire yourself, intentionally get a vision, and it starts with your thinking. Intentional thinking, this is what this, my third book is all about. Think and be phenomenal. Because Frank Outlaw said this, when you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. Thank you. How many of you know that I can tell my wife that I love her, but if I don't take out the garbage, it doesn't mean anything? You know what I'm saying? Just using that as an example, okay? One time I had this big vision. Talk about vision, no action. You know, I was like, honey, I see who's doing this, 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 and that. I'm a dreamer, okay? And she's standing there waiting for me to finish, hands on her hips, tapping her foot, said, I got a vision too of you clearing out that dishwasher right there so I can get in there. Okay. John Maxwell said the difference between highly successful people and those who aren't is how they think and what they think about. What'd Zig tell us? It's right here. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character because it becomes your destiny. See, here's the thing. You have a destiny already laid out for you. There's a plan for your life, but we have to show up and get in that flow. If we don't show up, we don't get in that, right? We don't reach that destiny. So we got to know who we are. We got to have a vision. We got to have people in our lives. We have to have a system. It's not like it used to be. Used to be you had a trade and you're the guy in the village that does, you know, you're the blacksmith or whatever. I guess nobody else can get that job, but you can apprentice, right? But then we grew and now we got marketing, we got sales, and we got operations, we got administration, we got leadership, we got all this stuff that we got to figure out how to do. But it all starts right here. Zig said, again, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes in your mind. So here's the other question. What are you feeding your mind every day? Are you intentionally feeding your mind what Tom calls the pure, the positive, and the powerful? Tom Ziegler said what you feed your mind determines your appetite. So if you're feeding your mind with success stories and the I can and the how-tos and all the stuff that we study intentionally, you put that into your mind, guess what's going to begin to happen? Your appetite for growth is going to grow. But here's where we get in trouble. Where we get in trouble is we don't understand the process. Success is not only a journey. Success is not only a system, but also success is a process. There's a couple of guys, we haven't ever had to do this, but today we're going to have to kick two guys out of the event. We've never had to do this before. I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, but we're going to have to kick two guys out of here. Because see, Nick Saban, Roll Tide, thank you, Roll Tide, success is a process. But you don't always win the game. And you got two guys showing up here today with Ohio State shirts on. What's up with that? Get out. Get out. Rick, Rick, you can have the pleasure of escorting these guys out of here. Yeah, they're breaking the dress code. I should have never gone to that Ohio State game with you guys.
We have a picture of it, though.
I know, right? With the wig and everything, yeah. But here's the thing. Success is a process. And what I discovered, and I learned this from one of my early mentors, and this is what this book is all about, is that there's five levels of becoming a phenomenally successful person. You got to be before you can do. You got to do before you can have. The process of becoming, there's really five levels. The first one is awareness. You're going to get ideas here at the conference. You read a book, you get an idea, right? And so, and that's the first step to success. You've got to be willing to step outside of yourself and say, hey, you know, what's working, what's not? Get impersonal about it. Become aware of your actions and your habits. Be aware of your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your results. And then you've got to put that in context of your dreams and goals. Okay, so in other words, I have a dream, I have a goal. What am I thinking about that? Am I thinking right? I had to talk to myself this morning. You know, you guys come here from all over, and you've been supporting me a long time. I'm going to deliver. I got to deliver. And so I got to talk to myself, hey, and I got to plan, and I got to prepare. And it's going to be off the charts phenomenal. We're just getting warmed up this morning, just getting our thinking right, okay? But there's a lot of phenomenal things to come. But you got to be aware of how this works in your life. Level two is being willing to change. And this is where most people never get through this level because there's a lot of fear there. If I change, then the people around me, what are they going to say? Anybody start wearing a suit for the first time or start dressing different? And guess what? People that were close, well, who do you think you are? Where are you going? One of the things that I love, man, is when people get in our community, they start dressing different, you know? Where's Eric? Eric, stand up, Eric. So Eric is, you're welcome, you're welcome. Okay, come up here. Okay, so in Inner Circle, I have...
You're taller than me.
I know. Why do you think I was having you stand down there, right? Because it's called positioning. Okay. So I have three levels in Inner Circle, you know, 747, 777, 787. 787, I used to go out, and he was one of my early, him and Larry were one of my early 787 members. And so I go out there once a year and help him get everything back on track. And we always have great, you know, they change and everything gets better and whatever. So last time I'm out there, he says, you know, I have to apologize to you. And I said, why? He said, because we come to the conference like we're on vacation, wearing, you know, baggy, holy jeans and everything. I don't know if you said exactly that, but what'd you say? You said,
I just jeans and a shirt.
Yeah, like we're on vacation and, you know, we're supposed to be like, he said, I don't dress that way at work. I wear a tie every day. He said, so when we come to the conference next time, I'll be wearing my tie. So give Eric a big hand clap for that tie, brother. Looking sharp. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, who do you think you are, right? And that's what, and the people around you, it's not because they hate you. It's because, as Rick Jones says, that all success happens outside the comfort zone, right? And if I want to go in a different direction, people who are close to me, they're going to have to get out of their comfort zone, and they understand that. So here's my suggestion, okay? If you're married, that's not a partnership. That's a covenant. If Denise isn't ready to go to Destin, I got to be okay with that, okay? And so we have to temper that just a little bit. But the people who don't care about you, that aren't even going to show up at your funeral, one of the things I loved about Darren Hardy's book is he said the weather is going to depend on how many people are at your funeral. So he said, I decided to stop, you know, caring about what people who don't care about me, what they think. So don't try to become somebody, just impress somebody. The people who are close to you that really care about you and love you, listen to those people. But you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to face up to the fears. You got to decide. You got to come to terms with what you have to do and what you have to be and make that decision. Again, if you do what you've always done, so what are the fears? The fear of rejection, fear of failure. You know that people have the fear of success? Fear of loss. If I change my business, it might become worse than it was. And it might. For a little while, but again, failure's not a person. It's not permanent, right? It's an event. Today's a brand new day. You can try it again. If you strike out, you try again. See, we have all these limiting beliefs, fear, anxiety, and uncertainty, anger, discouragement, and doubt that come into our mind and our emotion. But what we need to have is unlimited belief. And that's called focus. We got to be focused on becoming the person we're supposed to be and doing the things that we need to do. And Zig talked a lot about motivation, right? You got to be motivated. But his critics said, well, hey, motivation doesn't last. He said, well, neither does bathing, but we recommend both daily. Right? People say you got to be disciplined. But here's the difference between motivation and inspiration in my mind. And this is why I use the word inspiration. Because motivation happens from external forces. You know what? I got to make payroll. So I got to do this, that, and the other thing. I got to get my sales up, okay? That's one form of motivation. Or I get to go to Hawaii. If I do this, that, and the other thing, that's motivating, and I get to go to Hawaii. That's positive motivation. But see, that comes from external forces. Inspiration comes from the inside. When something happens to your beliefs because you start thinking about things differently and something happens in here, I know technically, scientifically, it's here, but I still like this. I believe. See, if you believe bad things are going to happen, guess what? Bad things are going to show up in your life. But if you believe that you can win, inspiration isn't just some thing that happens to you. Inspiration is something that's kindled on the inside through intentional dreaming, intentional thinking, and staying in your community so people can build you up and encourage you and support you and hold you accountable. Does that make sense? Level 3 is what I call controlled attention. Transforming a new habit. And you're going to go through these 5 levels and when you're trying to change a habit, reach a goal, or develop a skill. It's just, those of you that are trainers, is that true? You're going to go through this process. But the thing is, we're not aware of the process. So when we become aware, hey, I'm just in level 3. That's okay. Okay, I'm in level 2. I'm trying to get through it, right? So transforming an idea into a habit requires the power of focus and getting out of that comfort zone. So in level 4, once you get to level 4, you've decided. You know, and here's what happens. People get to level 4, they get to the commitment level. Okay, I became aware that I need to change, willing to change, and I start doing some things differently. And then, man, things start going better, and it's really good now. And then we quit doing the things that helped us get there. Man, I was so fit a few years ago, and I fired my trainer. Stopped going to my nutrition. That was dumb. I'm not nearly back to where I was, but I'm on my way. But now going through the 5 levels is harder for me. Don't quit here. John Maxwell says that momentum is a leader's best friend. Once you get that momentum, man, that's where you hit the gas. Don't slow down once you get out of that, you know, problem area. Does that make sense? When you get success, go and hit the gas. Press on. There's always going to be problems. Stay connected to your support team. And then level 5 is character when it becomes a part of you. I just can't do it any other way. It's automatic. It's a system. You guys have probably heard of unconscious competence. You know, you start out being unconsciously incompetent, right? I started playing basketball with these guys about 10 years ago, and I didn't have a clue, right? David's, you probably played basketball this morning, didn't you?
I wish.
You're going to, though, right? Okay. Not a clue, but these guys were awesome to me, and they let me play anyway. I mean, I'm throwing air balls, throwing the ball. I mean, I just had no clue. I mean, I got my head down like this, dribbling. I can't see where anybody is. So they began to teach me. I went to level two, which is being conscious, is conscious incompetence. So then I knew I was bad, right? Until you know that you're bad, you can't change, right? Okay. And then you go to conscious competence. Okay, that works. I stand like this. I shoot like this. But then when you become Michael Jordan, or who's the big player now, LeBron James. So now he's your boy, right? He's back to Ohio. You didn't like him when he was in Miami. They do things out of habit, right? I heard, how many of you know who Meadowlark Lemon is? Harlem Globetrotters. Everybody's over 50 knows who he was, okay? And I heard him speak one time, and he said, back then it was Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. He said, the reason that they're so good is because every day they're in the gym doing layups and foul shots. Layups? Michael Jordan? Are you kidding me? Every day? See, success is a system that you have to practice every single day. Practicing the fundamentals every single day. Because then your values will truly change. So how do you know what level you're on? Well, you just start asking yourself questions. How do you truly value? I asked myself the question, why did you quit on your trainer? Why did you quit on physical fitness? I can come up with all the excuses. I was traveling more than ever before, international, which I normally didn't do before, and all these excuses. I just didn't want it bad enough. The values weren't there. How do you value these seven areas in your life? How do you value the five areas of your business? So it comes down to your character. It comes down to who you believe that you are. So who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Zig said in Born to Win, our character is formed by who we think we are and the standards and principles we embrace in our minds as truth. Confess the truth. You believe what you say. Remind yourself every day, I'm a phenomenal product. I'm born to win. I'm designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. I can build a phenomenal business. I can have a phenomenal life. Why? Because I was created to have that. Make sense? Good stuff? You glad you came? Okay. All right. Now, this is just the warm-up. You understand that, right? We're just barely ticking up the track, right? It's going to be a phenomenal roller coaster. I want to ask you for one last favor before we go on break, and that is this. The way that we pay for all of this is we commit to a certain amount of food and beverage for the hotel. It costs us a lot of money, okay? So that's why we do the meal plan, the VIP pass. So I want to encourage all of you. How many of you have already signed up for the VIP pass? Let me see your hands. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. When you get the VIP pass, I decided to add a little more extra value to it, and we're going to do a special lunch and learn today on the five levels, okay? By the way, if you are Glocal, let me see your hands if you're Glocal, okay, or ZLC, if you would be willing to facilitate a table for me, we need, Michelle, how many do we need, about 15? If you'll see Michelle at the back table, you're willing to facilitate a table. We just need some facilitators. She's got a handout for you and so on and so forth. We're going to have a phenomenal lunch and learn around your table today that I've prepared for you. You'll also, of course, be able to connect with one another. Tonight, when you get the VIP pass, there's a guy by the name of Hank Moore who will be here, who's a phenomenal growth strategist. He worked with LBJ, met JFK, and he's been in the political scene. Gail, would you recommend that they be here tonight to see Hank?
You don't want to miss Hank Moore. He's the author of Houston Legends, and he knows more about history than anyone I know.
And he knows more people in the political. In fact, his book, The Business Tree, I recommend that you get, was endorsed by George H.W. Bush, George Sr. And, I mean, that's how connected this guy is. So you'll get to come to that tonight. And the thing is, where's Rodney? Rodney is here from Houston. I was talking to him about this in Florida the other day, and he said, this ain't the best neighborhood to go out and look for a restaurant, okay? So just stay here. You'll get more by being here. I'm just saying, it's not the best neighborhood to go out and look for a restaurant. And then tomorrow, we're going to have a very special lunch and learn. It's all included in the VIP pass. And then I'm going to do a follow-up four-week webinar on the five levels here in the next few weeks once you guys get home and get settled. And if you missed that, you'll be able to replay it. What we're going to do on that webinar series, we're going to dive deeper into the five levels, understand intentional thinking better, understand yourself better, and how to turn that vision into reality. It'll be great for your staff, by the way. It'll be worth every penny to do that replay for your staff, because here's what we found with staff. When they get a vision, when they learn who they are, when they learn personal development, and they learn some of these things, they're going to be more productive for you, okay? So be sure to see the team at the back table to get signed up for the VIP pass, to get the lunches, dinner, and the whole package that I just presented to you. It's only $117. And thank you for being here. I love you. I appreciate it. Our passion is your phenomenal success. And Rick Jones, come on back up here and tell us what to do, sir. Thank you very much.